Chapter 12, Mishnah 5. Kore sabas va'aliyah. If there are beams of a house and a loft, two stories, and between the two are beams, and there's beams up above as well. She'ein alein maziva, and they're not plastered, there's no plaster work. Ve'ein mekuvanis, and they are aligned. So if we look at that picture over there, Marky.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can see over there. So there's two sets of beams, and they're exactly aligned. Each beam is exactly above the beam below it, right? So in this case, tuma tachas achas main. If there was tuma underneath one of the beams of the lower floor, tachter tama, and that beam, he doesn't bring it in the thing, but the beam is at least a tefach, so underneath that beam will be impure. So the impurity will spread, right? That beam will spread impurity, but it won't spread to the rest of the beams, and it won't spread up above to the upper level. It will just stay under that beam.
Is the space also a tefach level?
Yeah, it has to be. The beam has to be... Yeah, yeah.
Between the beams?
No, as long... yeah, I think you're right, actually. I think it is. Otherwise, it would be considered closed. Yeah, yeah. So just under that beam, right? Bantachtona le'elyona, if the piece of tumah was on the first floor, right, sitting on one of the beams on the first floor, so then above that beam and below the beam above it will be impure. So the impurity will just stay in that space between the beam of the first floor and the beam of the second floor.
It won't go down.
It won't go down, right, exactly. Banatam-tama, right. Al-gaba el-yon, if the piece of impurity is on top of the top beams, one of the top beams, then kenegdo adarakia, then from there up it will go. But it won't go down, the impurity, because that beam will shield it from going down. Hayu al yonos kevein hatachtonos. In the next case, where the upper beams are offset, so that they fill the gaps. Right, there we go, there's the next picture, where the upper beams are offset, and they now fill the gaps exactly. Right? So if you drop those top beams, they would fit exactly into the spaces in the bottom beams. So in this case over here, tuma tachas achas mem. If there's tuma underneath one of the beams, tachas kulam tama, the whole thing is impure. And the reason being that we say again, either good asik or good achis, right? One of the two. But either way, we look at them as if they on the same level, and it forms a proper ceiling, and so the impurity will spread out. But with the combination of the two. Al gabam, if it was above them, right? If it was on top of any of the rafters, right? On any of the beams. Now remember, there's going to be nothing. Whichever beam it's on, there's going to be nothing above it. Because if it's on the first floor, the next floor ones will be offset. And obviously, if it's on the second floor, so there's nothing above the second floor. So if it's on top of any beam, connect adarakia tama, it will just go up to the sky, the impurity, but it won't make the rest of the house impure. It won't spread sideways, in other words.